It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday, the 17th of April. It's the spring membership campaign, as promised last week and yesterday, I think, and leading up today. I have donned the Pledge Drive jumpsuit. You can see this the last time I wore it, some of our staffers had some fun with it and put some pictures up on social media. So I retweeted a photograph by the great Dwali Saikautau with my colleagues and friends Justin Martin and Lauren Silverman. It's on my Twitter feed at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where you can send me your questions and answers for the show. You can also call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. Starting off today, let's see. MTOS wants to know if Texas has a program that pays a family caregiver to care for a family member. Jennifer in Burleson is fairly new to the area, says we're looking for a furniture store that sells contemporary or Scandinavian-style furniture. We know about IKEA, but are looking for alternatives. We live in Fort Worth, but can travel around the Metroplex. Does anybody know of an alternative to IKEA in that line in the North Texas area? And Llewellyn says, in March of 2014, I was listening to a Prairie Home Companion and heard the band play a song called St. Patty's Day Love. It was beautiful, but I can't find any recording of the song, and it failed in my multiple attempts to see if the band has a recording of it. Do you? Does anyone have any idea where I can find or purchase a recording of the Prairie Home Companion band playing St. Patty's Day Love? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where, as I mentioned, you can see the Pledge jumpsuit, which I've got on. It's a little warm, actually, today. Maybe that's just the membership campaign heating up. Because the number to call for that is 888-694-6931. And the big deal today is we have a challenge. During Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today, 50 contributors, new, renewing, additional gift, increasing your sustaining membership. We're looking for 50 contributors this hour in order to be able to accept a $1,500 challenge grant from a Dallas attorney and big fan of the station, Robert Verdon. Robert Verdon, an attorney here in Dallas, has put up $1,500 challenging you, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know listeners, to give this hour. And there are a lot of reasons to give, not just this show, not just all the shows you hear on KERA, but we have a whole bunch of stuff going on. It is what we're calling Fly Friday, and we're going to give away a one-hour DFW helicopter ride for two from Sky Helicopter in Garland. They're up on Jupiter Road. The drawing ends Sunday night. At the end of Sunday night, you have to get in on the drawing before Sunday night. That's this Sunday night, the 19th. This is going to depart from the Garland Heliport. You're going to see downtown Dallas. You're going to see AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Park. You'll see downtown Fort Worth, Sundance Square, the Stockyards, the Water Gardens, Texas Motor Speedway, of course, downtown Dallas, as I mentioned. It's the entire Dallas-Fort Worth area in a one-hour helicopter ride. You and a friend. If you're the winner, you're automatically entered when you call and make a contribution at 888-694-6931, or when you go online and contribute at kera.org. You can read the official rules at kera.org, but when you make a contribution there, you're automatically entered, and you're also entered to win this grand prize giveaway. As soon as the drive ends, we're going to draw the grand prize for this Travel with Rick Steves 7-day European city tour. This is from our friends at Travel with Rick Steves, and you can choose either London, Paris, Rome, or Istanbul. This includes airfare, hotel, your breakfasts, about half your dinners, your tips, tour guide, the whole works. This is a huge, huge grand prize. And you know what? You also get the radio station, and you get this show. So call 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make a contribution right now. Get entered into these drawings and help us meet this challenge. We've got to hear from 50 of you. 50 of you. Now we only have 49 minutes to do it at 888-694-6931. We don't want to say thanks, but no thanks to our friend, Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. He's put up $1,500. $1,500 so that to encourage you to give. And if we don't hear from 50 of you, we've heard from a couple, so 48 more to go. If we don't hear from 50 of you by the end of the hour, we have to, you know, I don't know that there's a check sitting here that we'd have to tear up, but we basically have to tear up the check. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine KERA, the membership department, we're all about raising this money and we have to tear up a $1,500 check. It's ready. It's ready to be put to use. But we have to hear from 50 contributors at 888-694-6931. We have to hear from 50 contributors at KERA.org in order to be able to accept it. Hey, and I'm also getting an update on what's left to raise in the drive. This is encouraging. $218,000 is left to raise in the drive. That will end the campaign successfully. And, of course, that will trigger the drawing for the trip to Europe. So we raise that. We get the 50 contributions this hour. We get the extra $1,500 from Robert Verdon. And everybody's happy. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. You can call us for the show at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where I have posted a photograph of the pledge drive jumpsuit. So check that out. Let's see, back to the email inbox. We got a question from Zoe in Dallas. Does anyone know what's being built on the corner of Big Town and Samuel? Let's see. Kate wants to know, why does the rotation of helicopter blades, speaking of helicopter tours, create that rhythmic choppy sound when other rotating or spinning objects like household fans, plane and boat propellers, etc., make a constant hum or buzz? Kate says, I was driving the other day. I thought I heard a car driving on a flat tire, but after rolling down the window and listening for a minute, I realized it was a distant helicopter. So what is the physics behind the helicopter's distinctive sound? We got an email from someone who says, my family and I have been dealing with scabies for over 6 months. We've tried everything, sulfur, neem oil, clove oil, tea tree oil, etc. We disinfect the home every day. We wash our clothes with borax. We've seen many doctors, and they give us permethrin and ivermectin, yet nothing works. Are there any specialists in the DFW area that can help with the scabies issue? Last week, we had a question about a restaurant where you can find native Russian speakers, and we got an answer from Linda, who suggests the Russian Banya. It's a Russian family restaurant and spa located on Rosemead in Carrollton. I guess if you just search for Russian Banya Dallas, you'll find that. And we had this question about rain barrels, where to find them. Cindy emailed us and said, I heard during the last part of the show someone asking about rainwater barrels. Cindy says, contact your county extension office and ask for the master gardeners, and those folks will be able to lead you in the right direction. Cindy says, master gardeners are a free resource with abundant knowledge on all things garden and landscape. Also, she says, regarding places that help families in need, people can contact their CRCG, which is the County Resource Community Group, and they'll help you get connected with specific agencies. So some great suggestions there from Cindy. We had a question about security at Globe Life Park, where the Rangers play, and metal detectors, et cetera. And someone asked about concealed handgun implications of the metal detectors. Paul says, according to the Texas Code for Concealed Weapons, you're prohibited from carrying in any sports venue. Locally, this includes the Texas Motor Speedway, Cowboys Stadium, the FC Dallas Soccer Stadium in Frisco, as well as Globe Life Park, where the Rangers play baseball in Arlington. So there's an answer on that. And let's see, one more to essentially clear out the inbox. This is from Meg, who says, I'm trying to retrofit a light fixture that I think has metric parts to it. By the way, our phone number is 800-933-5372. Lines are open there. Of course, you're so busy calling the other number, 888-694-6931, where we're trying to raise contributions from 50 people this hour to meet an at-risk challenge grant from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. He's put up $1,500 to encourage you, 50 of you, just 50 of you, to make a contribution in any amount. maybe become a first-time member, maybe renew your membership, maybe make an additional gift, or increase your sustaining membership by a couple of bucks. Really go a long way. We've heard from four of you, so thanks so much. Actually, make that five of you. 45 left to go by 1 o'clock. So we have 44 minutes and 45 calls or online contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Of course, the phone lines are open for the call-in show, too. The number is 800-933-5372. We are getting some emails at anything@kera.org, and it looks like a few of you are active on the Twitter today. But Megan, or Meg, emailed us and says, I'm trying to retrofit a light fixture, but I think it has metric parts. I need a male-female fitter with threads that go over the internal part and then has threads to screw onto at the other end, like a garden hose or pipe fitting. She says, I tried Home Depot, but they only have fittings with standard English measurements. She says, best I can tell, I need one that's just under 1 1/4 inch and then transitions to 1 3/8 inch, but I assume it's in metric because it's foreign. And at Home Depot, they only have 1 1/4 exactly to 1 inch. Does anyone know where to buy hardware like this with metric measurements? Maybe somewhere online. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. We've heard from a few more folks down the hall. That's awesome. 42 contributions left to go at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Dallas attorney Robert Verdon has made a challenge grant this hour. It's a $1,500 this is an at-risk $1,500 challenge. At-risk means that we don't get it if we don't hear from 50 contributors by 1 o'clock. And it's 12:18 right now. So, you know, don't let me down. Don't let the pledge jumpsuit down. We've invoked the power of the pledge jumpsuit today. I promised it last week. You know, my colleagues kind of groan when I say, oh, I'm going to get out the pledge jumpsuit. And this is a throwback to the late 90s when I was actually a fundraising producer here at KERA. There were a few of us, and we decided that it would be fun to have matching distinctive blue Dickies jumpsuits with our names and the station logo embroidered on it. So that's essentially what it is. So it throws back to those days. But, you know, it's kind of fun to pull it out of the the curio cabinet, the filing cabinet, where do you keep your costumes, right? All right, 800-933-5372, number to call. Email us anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. The number to call to support the station, 888-694-6931, or contribute online at kera.org. Don't forget, everyone who gives during this hour is automatically entered into the drawing for the helicopter tour of Dallas-Fort Worth, which that drawing ends on Sunday evening. You're also automatically entered into this grand prize giveaway. This is the Rick Steves Travel 7-day European city trip. You choose either London, Paris, Rome, or Istanbul. And we have a challenge this hour from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. It's a $1,500 challenge. We need to hear from 40 more listeners, 40 more of you. Actually, we just need to hear from you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. So we can, you know, we can win this challenge and we can get much, much closer to successfully wrapping up this drive. $217,000 left to raise in the membership campaign. Of course, if we do that this hour, the drive ends this hour. So give what you can, 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Pepin did, who asks, where in DFW can you buy Tipo 00 flour for pizza crust? Let's see. Bobo on Twitter tweeted me and says, for metric stuff, try metric and multi-standard 2200 Century near the old Texas Stadium. Maggie says, if you're looking for a Russian-speaking staff, try the Taste of Europe restaurant in Arlington on Pioneer Parkway. So there are a couple of answers from the Twitter. We also heard the other number, 888-694-6931, from Amy Cowser, or is it Calgar in Dallas? Thanks, Amy. Thanks to Jim Harned in the Colony and Alicia Tucker in Dallas. We heard from one listener who made a contribution and says, I love the programming, like Think, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, Fresh Air, Radiolab, Prairie Home, all the weekend programming. Let's see. We heard from Mina Mukesh in Mansfield, who says, I love NPR. Even my kids, my 9 and 11-year-old boys listen to it. Mina says it keeps them informed of the latest news. Some of our favorite shows are Car Talk and Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Thank you, KERA and NPR, for the wonderful service you provide. Well, thank you, Mina, very, very much. I would love to thank you when you call 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org. When you make an online contribution, you can enter your thoughts about KERA, and we can actually, you know, we're able to read those when you make a comment there. We are looking for 50 contributions this hour at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Why 50? Well, because Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, who's a supporter and fan of the station as well, has made a $1,500 at-risk challenge. That means that this money will not come into the station if we don't achieve the 50 contributions that we're looking for. We need 38 more. Make that 34 more. Just got an update. 34 more contributions by 1 o'clock at 888-694-6931 or on the web at kera.org. So please call now. Please go online now. Make your contribution so we can make this goal and bring another $1,500 into the station from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. Thanks again to Robert for making that challenge. Let's just hope we can get there. Let's go to the phones now for the show at 800-933-5372 and talk to Jesse in Dallas. Hello, Jesse.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the question about scabies.
Yeah.
What doctors won't tell you is that it's really difficult to get rid of them, and the treatments are not necessarily enough. You may need to wash everything you own in hot water that's washable, and anything that's not washable, you may have to avoid touching for up to a week. That includes couches, mattresses, things of that nature. The permethrin treatment must be given to everyone in the household at the same time, and the ivermectin treatment is really the most beneficial. That's a pill form, and you have to take a dose that is related to your weight. So the size of the dose is related to your weight. So if the doctor is giving everyone in the family a dose, it may be a different dosage for everyone in the family.
That makes a lot of sense. And ivermectin is sound. That, I think that I recognize that from the that's the thing that you give. That's you know, that's in the drugs that you give to your dogs for flea control and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. And ivermectin is listed as one of the 6 most important drugs in our world.
All right.
Because it is a it deals with not only scabies and fleas, but also worms and other parasites in the body.
Well, Jesse, thanks for calling. Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Andrew in Dallas. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I was just curious about solar incentives for, like, Texas.
Okay.
And if there's anything I should know, is there any grassroots groups that, you know, are working with the state on, you know, like, you know, disincentives for solar?
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Andrea in Dallas. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Jeff. This
hey
is Andrea from Gecko Hardware.
Oh,
how
hey.
Are you?
Doing well.
Hey, wanted to let your lamp part customer know or caller know that we've got a lot of lamp parts and may have may have the piece they're looking for. And if not, I've got a lot of resources that we can go to and probably find them for her. So if she'll bring the part in or bring the lamp in, we can usually match it.
Yeah, that's actually a good suggestion for anything like this, because if you've ever done a project with me, it requires four trips to the hardware store, because first time I'm just eyeballing it. Second time I might take my tape measure. Third time I was like, well, maybe I'll just take the actual thing in. And the fourth time is to take all the stuff back that I didn't use.
It's amazing how many different parts there are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and all can right. I make a comment real quick about the scabies thing?
Oh, sure.
Having dealt with that myself from adopted dogs, on a long-term basis, have diatomaceous earth around to sprinkle in the couch and in the carpet and even in your hardwoods where you can get down in the cracks of the hardwoods. The diatomaceous earth will help keep the scabies away, you know, on the long-term level, and it's completely safe and organic.
Very
doesn't
good.
Fix it immediately, but it's a good long-term solution.
Well, once again, that's a vote for just changing the name of the show to Diatomaceous Earth.
Uh-huh. Isn't it
tough?
Yeah. We could probably change the name of our store to the same.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you. Take care.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Charlie in Fort Worth says, on the helicopter, the tips of the long blades are actually moving faster than the speed of sound, and the repeating pop is a repeating tiny sonic boom on the helicopter. So that's where it comes from. Alex in Dallas says, there's a store in the Bishop Arts District of Oak Cliff called Neighborhood, and they sell modern furniture, some brands with direct Scandinavian influences. So Alex is another area to check would be the design district. Oh, and Alex says the place in Bishop Arts may be going through a remodel at the moment, but should open again soon. So that was an answer to the question of where is an alternative to the IKEA here in North Texas. Alex also says, I'm a proud sustaining member. Thank you very much, Alex. Let's see. Dee is wondering if there's a business that still does in-house 35-millimeter film processing. While I was cleaning out my dad's house, I found about 40 rolls of exposed film. I'm not sure how old it is or whether it can still be processed, but I'm really curious as to what these pictures might be. And I'd like to find a business that actually will tweak the exposure to get a better print since the film is several years old. So does anybody know where to do that? Let's see. Kristen says the 00 flower is available at Central Market. Donna tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter with that same answer. And let's see. We got a question from Eric, who says there are downward facing sensors over each lane on I-35E northbound right before the Manana exit. Are there active plans to make I-35E a toll road? And if not, what are those sensors for? Does anybody know what those sensors are for? I've seen them, too, on the highways that are not toll roads here in North Texas. They look like toll tag reading sensors. Does anybody know what those are for? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's get one more call before we check in down the hall. Let's talk to Guy in Farmersville. Hello, Guy.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
Proud sustaining member here, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Y'all got a lot of good answers on the hardware anyway. The only thing I was going to suggest additionally, there's a store called Fastenal. It's an industrial fasteners outlet. Usually find it around industrial developments or light industrial.
Fastenal, that's right.
And they carry everything, although going into a hardware store, that was my first job in high school. Did that kind of stuff. That's usually your best bet. The other last-ditch effort would be if it truly is metric and the lamp is really this special, go to a machine shop and they can actually take a piece of thin wall pipe or whatever is necessary and thread it properly for you, match the threads and fabricate something. You'd probably get into a minimum shop charge on that.
Right.
It might cost what the lamp does, but absolutely a machine shop can thread the proper parts for you, the metric thread or whatever.
Very good. Well, we'll see if thanks for the answer, and we'll hopefully that will help. Thanks, Guy.
Thanks.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter if you have a question or answer, or you just want to see the pledge jumpsuit. We have a challenge grant going this hour. $1,500 at-risk challenge from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. And the goal is 50 contributions between noon and 1. We feel like if we can do 50 contributions, that'll keep us on track to wrapping up this drive as soon as possible. By the way, last week many of you were asking how much was left in the drive. It was really early in the drive, but I can tell you today that there's $216,000 left to raise in this membership campaign. And when we do that, that means we're well over halfway. If we do that, the drive ends at that moment. So we just need one contribution at the $216,000 level, or your contribution at whatever level is right for you. And that's really what this is all about. This is all about giving you the opportunity to support your public radio station, the station you listen to all the time, the station that you have learned things from, the station that you have relied upon, and the station you can count on to be here. That's what KERA, that's what public radio is all about. That's why Robert Verdon, Dallas attorney, has said, hey, I'll give the station $1,500 if we hear from 50 contributors during anything today. So we've made some really great progress, but I really don't want you to think that you're off the hook. We've heard from 28 listeners so far with a renewing, or an additional gift. Looks like we need 22 more to make the goal of 50 by 1 o'clock. Now, don't forget, when you it's great that we got this helicopter question, because we're actually drawing on Sunday for a DFW one-hour helicopter tour for two. You'll see Fort Worth and Dallas and everything in between. You take off in Garland, and you see the whole area of North Texas, the whole Dallas and Fort Worth area, in this two-person, one-hour helicopter tour. This is from Sky Helicopter in Garland on Jupiter Road. And you make your contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. You're automatically entered. And somebody's going to win this. And it could be you if you make your contribution and get in the drawing. You can't win it unless you're in it, right? So, and that goes for the grand prize giveaway, too, for the big potato, as Jeff Ramirez, our VP of radio, has been known to say. The big potato on this drive is this 7-day European city tour for two, including airfare from DFW Airport. This is a European tour, compliments of our friends at Travel with Rick Steves. You know Rick Steves. He's the public radio, public broadcasting, public television travel guy, right? And you can pick either London, Paris, Rome, or Istanbul for this 7-day trip. And it includes your airfare, your lodging, your breakfasts, about half your dinners. You have some time on your own, but you get a tour guide to show you these incredible places. And these are not, this is not, you know, this is not going to be your plane lands and the tour guide says, you know, everybody, if you watch Rick Steves, right, they're not going to say everybody on the bus and they drive you around the city for 7 days. No, this is wear your walking shoes kind of stuff. This is the real deal. You're going to see the cool stuff if you're the winner, no matter what city you choose. So make your call, 888-694-6931. Make your online contribution, kera.org. Help us make this goal this hour of 50 new or renewing members, additional gifts, so we can achieve the goal and get the challenge grant from Robert Verdon. $1,500 at risk this hour. Still need to hear from 22 of you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We heard from Laura Schoner in Dallas, Jeremy Sims in Richland Hills. Jeremy and I had a little email conversation over the last few days. So, Jeremy, thanks so much for making your contribution. Really appreciate that. He emailed a couple of days ago and asked, you know, if it mattered which show he supported. And I said, you know, your favorite show is a great reason to give. And he said, well, I'm going to wait until Friday and make my contribution during your show. So, Jeremy, thank you very, very much. Really appreciate that. Jane Currens, Flower Mound. Thank you very much, Jane. Heard from Ruth Stabil in Aledo, Ann Austin and James Mitchell in Carrollton, and Patricia Pelach in Dallas. Thank you so much, Patricia, James, Ann, Ruth, Jane, and Laura. We couldn't do this without you. It really, I mean, the station only exists because between 1974, when it went on the air, and today, people have given money to the station, including yours truly. My membership is current right now. And I would love for you to get involved in the station because it means that when I'm not at work, I can tune in to KERA and I can find out what's going on. You know, I like to sit and listen to Scott Simon on Saturday mornings with my coffee. That's what I like to do. And however you use the station is the best reason for you to support it. You know, that's what it's all about. We heard from Sherry Cutler in Southlake. And Sherry contributed at KERA.org. And Sherry said, I like KERA's fair and balanced reporting on world, national, and local news. She says, I love the additional insights I get from Diane Rehm, Think and Fresh Air, and the laughs from What Do You Know, Science Friday, Away with Words, and Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. She says, I think I could live without TV, but not without KERA and NPR. So, Sherry, thanks very much for that contribution. Really, really appreciate that. Also heard at KERA.org this is from Missy, Libby, and Thistle Glon in Princeton. And Missy, Libby, and Thistle say KERA is on 24/7 in our barn. And I think my horses should contribute. This is obviously from Missy, Libby, and Thistle's owner, human companion, shall we say. Not sure if they're really learning anything, this listener says, but I think the radio may be helping to keep the coyotes away. And I actually get to learn things while I'm cleaning stalls. Hey, however you use it. And if your horses, your cats and dogs, your goldfish, your birds listen to KERA while you're not there, hey, that's great too. We're thrilled to be there for them. Give us a call at 888-694-6931. Contribute online at kera.org. More of your questions and answers coming up after a quick break. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet with your question and answer and or answer at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I also dusted off the KERA pledge jumpsuit today it's the second Friday of the membership drive, right? I mean, at this point, the bananas are brown, right? We don't have fresh bananas for the membership for the pledge drive anymore. There's no one's eating those bananas at this point. This is where we are. Last week, I think I said don't make us eat speckledy bananas, but we're not eating those bananas at this point. And we're at the point now where we really want to wrap this drive up successfully and get back to the regular schedule. We've got plenty to do on your behalf, and we're thrilled to do it. So that's why we have stuff like this challenge grant. We have a $1,500 challenge grant this hour. We've got to hear from 50 new or renewing members. Thanks to Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, for putting this $1,500 challenge grant up. But it's at risk. And we've got 15 minutes, and we need 15 more contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Hey, if we don't make it, somebody has to call Robert and say, although I have a feeling Robert's listening because he's a big fan and supporter of the station, huge supporter of the station. And Robert, thank you so much for making this challenge. I'm confident we can do it, but it's not in the bag just now. We do have this great helicopter tour drawing, a 1-hour helicopter tour of DFW for two. Somebody's going to win that. Somebody's going to win the grand prize drawing. The European City 7-day trip with airfare and hotel and all that from Rick Steves. So you're in on those when you make your call to 888-694-6931. You're in on those when you make your online gift at kera.org. And you're also helping us wrap this drive up. $215,000 left to raise in the whole shooting match. So please do it right now. back to the show topic here, where you can call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Jake did just that on Twitter and says the highway sensors read vehicles for point-to-point traffic times and traffic counts, and they use a beam, not your toll tag. Let's see. We got somebody calling about this, too. Let's talk to Carlos in Dallas. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
How are you doing? Great show. My wife listens more than me, but great show.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, too, Carlos.
Good. The answer really quick is, too, there are several sensors on the road, along the roads, and it's by contract. They are supposed to, Sintra is supposed to have sensors that can be audited on speed, which is the previous answer was correct, but also that the vehicle actually used the road. So what happens is that you're going to have the small, think about it like a small pizza boxes. The small ones are radar, and they do estimate the speed, the vehicle speed. They do count, but they are not very efficient. They're not the best way to do. It has several limitations, especially visibility. If there is a big truck traveling and blocking the view, it will not count the vehicles after the truck. So it has its limitations, but it does have some traffic counts. That one is actually designed for speeds, and it will calculate the speeds of the vehicles on the road on both the free and the untoll and toll portions. So that's one. And then the big pizza boxes that are horizontal, those ones are actually reading toll tags. And what happens is that when, think about it, it's like a pyramid. It's more like a cone, but it's a pyramid looking down. So the pyramid is going to be reading down on the vehicles on the express lane, but it might go all the way down to the road. And that's why you will see some of those sensors there, because it might catch that both sensors on top and on the bottom might catch your toll tag if you are or are not on the express lane. So that way they can audit. They have to have, if they have two lectures, then they will say, no, this guy was not on the toll portion of the road. He was underneath, but both sensors collect him. And if they have him only on the top sensor, then, oh, no, he or she was on the road. So that's how they do it. And there are other sensors on the road embedded that also, and it's by contract. The toll facility is supposed to keep records of that, so it's easy to audit. And if they break their contract, for example, if the speed on the toll portion is not above 50 miles per hour, then it will start paying back to TxDOT. Right. So I think this is not the right forum, but there's a lot of sensors and a lot of explanations that if anybody wants to, probably you guys should do a whole show about it because it's very complex.
Well, Carlos, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, let's see. Up next, let's talk to Annie calling from Plano. Hello, Annie.
Hi. I love your show.
Oh, thank you
so much. I have a question. I know with the whole legalization of marijuana in some states now, but what I was wondering is there are there states, any states that have legalized marijuana specifically just for medical purposes? I have a friend who has breast cancer, and I know her doctor had talked to her about how it helps with nausea.
Right. I think most of the states that allow it do only allow it under medical designation. Like California, for instance, I believe is a medical marijuana law, whereas Washington and I believe Colorado have a recreational use law. But I think most of the allowances are medical. And I know that California is that case, but there's actually, I even think, been some talk about it in this legislative session here in Texas. But we'll see if we get. So you're wondering which ones do allow medical?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Maybe a resource you can go to.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email. Always open, anything at KERA.org. Down the hall, of course, the phones are open there too, 888-694-6931. Still looking for 8 contributions this hour to make this goal. We have a goal of 50 listeners to renew or make a new membership contribution, maybe to increase your sustaining membership level. If you're already doing $5 a month, then you can you know, you can turn it up a little bit to $7.50 a month or $10 a month. That counts. Maybe your membership is current. You want to help us make this $1,500 at-risk challenge grant from Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney. Then that would be great, too, if you can do an additional gift. Help us make that. Your additional contribution in any amount counts toward this 50 contributions goal. Still looking for 8 right now. 8 contributions at 888-694-6931. Make that 5 contributions. Thanks to Robert Jones in Dallas and Harold Satterley in McKinney. Also want to thank Connie Summerlin in North Richland Hills. I want to thank Leighton Clark in Fort Worth and Philip Rowe in Dallas. Also Peggy Lundgren in Fort Worth. I want to thank all of those folks for doing their part. Also want to thank Andrew Bickford in Dallas, who made a contribution this hour. And Andrew says, 10 minutes of listening to KERA contains more meaningful content than watching CNN, Fox News, or other on-television news sources. These are, of course, Andrew's words. For hours, he says. Keep it up. Hey, thank you, Andrew, very, very much for your contribution. 888-694-6931 is the phone number to call. You can go online to kera.org. $215,000 left to raise in the drive. Five contributions left to get this hour in order to take advantage of this challenge grant from Robert Verdon, Dallas attorney. It's $1,500. So I hope you're calling or going online right now and doing your part. I'm going to go back to the phones here at 800-933-5372. Back to the email at anything@kera.org. Back to the Twitter, where you can send me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington, and check out the pledge jumpsuit that I'm rolling in today for the hopefully last Friday of the membership campaign, right? I mean, that's what this is all about, right? Let's wrap this thing up successfully. David suggests for film processing, Baron Photographics on West 6th Street in Fort Worth. He says they process film, says you might call to check if they process on site. We got an email from Kim who says, I dealt with scabies last summer with my college-age son and a few of his friends, recurring episodes. One of the guys picked it up at the hospital where he worked. We finally put them all up at our house, quarantined them in a few rooms, bought plastic mattresses and pillow covers, very carefully washed all of their stuff every day while they were all on the medication, and washed with sulfur soap. Meanwhile, we left their apartment empty for about a week to kill off the scabies there and washed everything again after a week. Then, Kim says, we quarantined the rooms in our house after they left for about a week and rewashed everything with lots of borax added after that. Kim says, so if you have a super mom or super friend who will help you with that, the quarantining switch out finally worked for all of us. Victor in Arlington wants to know about the 4 low-flying helicopters over Arlington. They've been doing about 4 flights over Arlington every day for the last week or more. So they seem to travel the same path each time. Is there a group doing this? What purpose do they serve? And let's see. Harold and McKinney has an answer via email on that the solar power tax rebate or incentives. He says, try geostellar.com for a consultation. He says they'll give you an online analysis of your home. This will probably result in a salesperson contacting you that can explain incentives. He says, try your electric provider for information without a salesperson. If you're in a co-serve area, they do offer incentives for this. 800-933-5372. Time maybe for one more call, or maybe two. Let's talk really quickly to Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Jeff. Hey there. I have a suggestion for the guy with old unprocessed film.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how old his film was, but you could send it to the Rescued Film Project. Apparently, it's really hard to process this old film, and the guy talks about how to do it on his website, rescuedfilm.com. You just send it into him. The service is free, but he might share your images if they wind up to be historic or something.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. And let's see. Time for maybe one more. Let's talk to Richard in Dallas. Hey, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
I've got an answer for the lady that just asked which states allow medical use of marijuana.
Yeah.
You can. I did it about a month ago. You can put it in Google, and it'll bring up a list of every state. it lists all the states which allow it, which don't allow it, which allow medical and how much you can have, and recreational, what states have it for recreation. It brings up a detailed explanation.
Do you remember which resource you were using online?
Google.
Okay.
You just put it in Google and it brings it up.
Very good. Hey, Richard, thanks so much.
Yes.
Let's see. It's anything you ever wanted to know, and we are going to check in and see what how things are going down the hall. But before we go, let's see. The patient caller of the week award winner is Ken in Corsicana. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, I had an answer for the 00 flower.
Yeah.
It's actually referred to as Dopio Zero. It's best for making Neapolitan pizza crust. And you can find it at Jimmy's Food Store in Dallas at 4901 Bryan Street.
Very good.
Great Italian market.
Well, Ken, thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Let's see. Down the hall, the number 888-694-6931. The web address for you to give your contribution, kera.org. I want to remind you, we've been working on a challenge grant this hour from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. $1,500 challenge at risk. Had to get 50 contributions, new, renewing, additional gifts, etc. Let's see. We got one here from Doyen. Doyen Isakia. And Doyen says, although I've neglected renewing my membership in the last year or two, I won't listen to any other radio station. And Doyen, you have now renewed your membership. Thank you so very much. We heard from Troy Stacha in Arlington and Michael Hinte and Trophy Club. We heard from Ruth Johnson in Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Ruth. Thanks to Margaret Martinez in Dallas, Karen and Gil Seligman in Denton, Roberta Britt in Euless, who increased their sustaining membership. Thank you very much, Roberta. Joan Mason in Fort Worth. Thanks to Cindy and Carolyn Smith in Red Oak and Hannah Sandel in Denton. Thanks to Gretchen Henry in Dallas and Claire Freeman in Dallas and Wendy Fox in Dallas. Thanks to Jennifer Alberding in Burleson and Greg and Mary Kay Hughes in Fort Worth. Thanks also to Kathleen and John Boyce in Dallas, Kathleen Knight in Garland, Celine and Jack Hubler in Granbury, and Abigail Pruitt in Dallas. Also want to thank Yasnina Benholm in Plano and Ginger Thomas in Greenville and Christine Wasensky in Dallas. Thanks to all those folks and you when you call 888-694-6931 or when you go online to kera.org. We were able to achieve the 50 contribution goal. So thank you so much to everybody who gave this hour. Thanks to everybody who contributed online at kera.org or on the phone at 888-694-6931. Of course, you can still call. You can still give. We're still doing the membership campaign. We're still looking for your participation because there's still $215,000 left to raise. I mean, that's what the membership campaign's all about. It's going to successfully conclude when we raise that last $215,000. So let's hear from you. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. I'm digging my credits out of the recycling bin here. I had a little bit of a... There's too much paper here. So thanks to everybody who gave this hour. Just want to get this in before we run out of time. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. And Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can download. You can find it at anything at kera.org. The last 10 hours are there for you to listen to, download, or subscribe to. And once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You'll find me on Twitter as well, where I will issue a tweet or two and occasionally a photograph at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Thanks so much to each of you for listening. Thanks to those of you who called in today, who wrote in today, and thanks to everybody who gave. We went over our goal of 50 contributions by about 12. So thank you so very much for calling 888-694-6931 or for contributing at kera.org. $212,000 left to raise in the drive. I think we're going to make it. Thanks to you. Have a great weekend.